This past week, the Labor Department unveiled new rules governing overtime pay. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao said they represent a significant revision of the Bush administration's earlier proposals, which would have caused many workers to lose their eligibility for overtime. Secretary Chao said the administration took into account thousands of comments submitted by the public. Now, police and firefighters will be guaranteed overtime, and the administration has raised the ceiling set for workers to be eligible for overtime. But in this election year, Democrats are not happy with the new regulations. Presidential hopeful John Kerry says the new rules strike a severe blow to families who rely on income from overtime pay. And there's still a lot of disagreement about how many people will be actually affected by the new rules. We've invited two people in representing each side of the debate. Bill Samuel is legislative director for the AFL-CIO. And Rob Green is Vice President for Federal Relations at the National Restaurant Association. Thanks both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let me just begin by asking both of you, how many people do you think stand to lose overtime because of the new regulations? Mr. Samuel, why don't we begin with you?
Well, we really don't know, but I think it's important to point out at the start that this is not a return to the status quo. And our effort thus far in Congress has been to make sure that nobody who is now covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act, anybody who's guaranteed time and a half pay after 40 hours, would lose that. We suspect that the Labor Department has probably reduced the number of folks who would lose overtime pay in this latest rewrite, but we still think many, many in the millions probably of workers would lose overtime pay, and that's what we're most concerned about.
Mr. Green, do you agree that millions of people would be losing overtime?
We disagree. We do know that 6.7 million people will have overtime protections, will be assured of overtime protections because of this new regulation. The old regulation was confusing, complex, and outdated. What we were seeking and we are receiving with the new regulation is clarity. Employers know their obligations, and employees will know exactly who is eligible for overtime and who is not.
Is that significantly different from what it is now as far as being protected?
Absolutely. The salary level has been tripled, and all blue-collar workers are specifically written into the regulation as guaranteed overtime protections, which is a significant difference from the proposal.
Mr. Samuel, you agree that this regulation clarifies who receives
overtime? Well, notice that Rob said that I think 6 million people are guaranteed overtime pay, most of them at the low end of the wage ladder already getting overtime. What we don't understand is why the administration would put at risk workers making just over this new threshold of $23,000. There are a lot of workers that are working in offices who are now going to be at risk of losing overtime pay. We think that's the real purpose of this rule that the department has put forward, and that's what we're studying right now to make sure we understand exactly who those people are.
Rob Green, it looks like you want to respond to that.
We do know that 80,000 comments were received by the Department of Labor. And we know that many of the business community suggestions were not accepted by the department. Take, for example, team leaders. The department rejected the business community's request to grant all team leaders an exemption. The department has basically said that only team leaders who lead teams on major projects, including purchasing, selling, and real estate, would even be able to qualify for an exemption.
Mr. Samuel, I want to ask you to respond to this, but Mr. Green says that the Labor Department made significant revisions, at least in the instance of team leaders, in response to comments made by people who had something to say about this regulation. Did the administration retreat and act on some of the concerns of the AFL-CIO?
I think clearly the administration tried to fix some of the more politically embarrassing proposals that were contained in the first proposal dealing with police and firefighters, veterans.
So eligibility of the categories of people who are going to receive overtime, that's still a big question here?
We don't believe so. The exemptions that are referenced in the new regulation are jobs that the courts have already determined to be exempt. So the job titles are really, they don't matter. What's very important here is the duties of the individual employee. Let's look at a manager in a restaurant industry. They have to be managing. They have to have authority to hire and fire. They have to manage two or more employees, and they have to be a management employee. If they are not performing those duties, they have to be paid overtime. So it's very clear. Many employees in our industry are going to be getting a raise because of the increase in the low-end salary threshold.
Mr. Samuel?
Well, my understanding, and let's look at the restaurant industry, my understanding is that it used to be you had to be doing management work for more than 50% of your time, and they've eliminated that requirement. So, in fact, we think the reason the Restaurant Association has been pushing this rule is because they've been trying to carve out more of their members' employees from coverage under the Act, and they've probably succeeded.
Obviously, we'll disagree. I mean, and the restaurant industry is very unique. Managers not only manage, they serve food, they greet customers, they clear tables. It shouldn't be a time or percentage-based indicator. It should be exactly that they are managing, they are hiring and firing. Restaurant managers are unique. They're different from plant managers. They're different from managers in Fortune 500 companies.
But you'll have to agree that more restaurant workers will lose the protection of the 40-hour week. That's why you support this rule.
We'll disagree. In fact, more employees will gain overtime protections because of the increase in the low-end salary threshold. We do not see reclassification of any employees as being a major issue. We see this as clarity, fewer lawsuits. Restaurateurs can put money into their business, hire more employees rather than have to pay money in terms of frivolous lawsuits.
Rob Green is with the National Restaurant Association. Bill Samuel is with the AFL-CIO. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.